for her final remarks.
Mr. President, members of the Troika, Excellencies, distinguished delegates. My delegation is grateful to all states that submitted questions in advance for our consideration, as well as for your constructive participation and valuable contributions made during our second UPR. Your candid views, constructive comments, and kind support are very much appreciated and will be very useful in our common quest towards further promoting and protecting human rights for all in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Again, we express our gratitude to the members of our Troika, namely Latvia, Mongolia, and Mexico, for the invaluable role that they have performed throughout this entire review process. We are thankful too for the excellent work of the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights for producing the various compilations which provided a guide for us. Mr. President, we have shared what we have been doing thus far in order to address the outstanding challenges in human rights promotion and protection in our country. However, we acknowledge that there are still gaps that require additional attention. Our national circumstances dictate to a large extent our approach to and the pace of human rights development and advancement. Since our last review, the government has progressively sought to improve human rights by strengthening its national, institutional, and legislative legal framework. This is an all-inclusive approach. One delegate encouraged the government of St. Vincent and the Grenadines to introduce legislation promoting gender equality in employment. We wish to advise that efforts are ongoing in this regard. Of note, we have an Equal Pay Act, which requires equal pay for equal work performed by men and women. Additionally, the Protection of Employment Act stipulates that an employer shall not dismiss an employee based on sex, marital status, pregnancy, or maternity leave. The government plans to introduce social protection legislation that seeks to remove all social status barriers and stigmas from individuals based on their socioeconomic conditions or status. I wish to reiterate that there is also the legislation and policy framework of child justice, which seeks to ensure the maximization of this approach will be tabled for Parliament soon. And it seeks to provide ample diversion and detention modalities using restorative practices. So we do recognize the need to work even harder towards strengthening the promotion and protection of human rights for all in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Furthermore, we will closely consult civil society and other stakeholders in the follow-up, as we did in preparing for the review. A dialogue with interested parties is an essential step towards ensuring that all relevant issues are strategically covered in an adequate manner. The Jamaican delegation asked for our delegation's view on a concern raised by the UN Special Rapporteur on cultural rights that textbooks developed in the Caribbean continue to have a European perspective and do not sufficiently reflect the specific history of St. Vincent and the Grenadines. This delegation agrees that there are not enough textbooks reflecting the specific history of St. Vincent and the Grenadines. However, as a member of the Caribbean community, several textbooks are utilized in our primary and secondary schools that are developed in the Caribbean region and which focus on the history of the Commonwealth Caribbean broadly. Of course, there is always room for improvement. And it is our hope that as investment into education continues, we will publish at an even higher rate regionally. Mr. President, St. Vincent and the Grenadines affirms its commitment to the principles of equality and non-discrimination as enshrined in our Constitution. That cardinal document guides all that the government does and sets out the parameters within which it must operate. Those most fundamental of rights set out in the Constitution, which include the protections of the right to life and personal liberty, the protections from torture and inhuman treatment, slavery and forced labor, and the protections of freedom of expression and conscience, are integral to the individual human rights of Vincentians. With these fundamentals in mind, and having regard to the ever-evolving human rights norms and standards, St. Vincent and the Grenadines recommits itself to ensuring that the human rights of citizens are protected. As is clear, St. Vincent and the Grenadines is fully committed to cooperating with the international community and the international human rights mechanisms, especially the Universal Periodic Review process. Indeed, the questions, comments, and recommendations we received are once again very valuable to us in this process of human rights self-assessment. We welcome the constructive spirit in which the recommendations were given, and we will carefully and seriously consider each of them. I thank you.